for me, myself personally, I knew we were going to take it up another notch. I mean, we got a taste of playoffs. We knew we had the talent. Tweak the offense a little bit, tweak the defense a little bit, bring on a couple other players.
Al Gross coming in and Chris Rockins and Ray Ellis.
Ray was the big bruiser.
I asked Coach Oliver Dottie, I had a question. He said, Ray, you don't have to worry about that. Hanford and Frank will take care of that. We pay you to hit. And so I had to make sure I brought the wood, man. You know, I had to do what they brought me here for.
I mean, you could look to any number of guys and say, wow, man, he is having a hell of a year.
When you know you can win on any given Sunday, it's just a matter of putting it together.
The first game of the season is such an important game. During training camp, at least every day for a little bit, you're running and preparing for Chicago. I mean, that's our first game. And they were the Super Bowl champions. What an opportunity.
It was a challenge to play that defense.
I came out very aggressive in the game. I knew I could score points against them.
We just pretty much said, okay, we're going to kill these guys. We can score on them if the defense can slow them down. And if a guy named Dennis Gentry doesn't run back a kickoff, we beat the Bears.
If ever there was a moral victory and a loss, I think it was that one. I mean, we showed up and played well, and they knew they had been in a game.
We put 31 points on the best defense in the history of the NFL. We believed. We knew we could kill people. We could do this.
Pittsburgh always had a little star on the calendar. That's the game. You mark the next one. You always wanted to get them. And then that jinx, that was Pittsburgh jinx, they only last for so long.
Got to remember, when we played Pittsburgh on Wednesday, Marty would cry in the meeting room. It was on.
I heard of all the stories and Turkey Jones dropped Bradshaw on his head and and all the bench clearing fights.
But Pittsburgh, though, it was like a playoff atmosphere when we got with those guys.
Gerald Ice Cube McNeil. What do you have, two punt returns for touchdowns and all this stuff? After the game was over and we're one and we're all celebrating, and he goes, well, that wasn't that hard. And we wanted to squash him. But we couldn't catch them.
And being able to go up there and take a victory from them at their home place where they had dominated for so many years, I think was one of the bigger growing points for our team.
Yeah, I think that was a big changing point for our team.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh was truly a huge rival, and I didn't like the Steelers, but I never respected the Cincinnati Bengals, that organization. It was like, I don't know. It's just, to me, it was just a disrespect for the Cincinnati Bengals.
I have a philosophical belief that in big games, I throw bombs right away.
Two wider, fake 34, and Z seam. This is a play where Ernest is outside of me. I'm in the slot, and Ozzie's further on the inside of me. We're going to fake the 34 to Kev. And we know that David Fulcher loves to blitz. He loves to stop the running. He wants to meet K-Mac in the hole. I'm supposed to act like I'm going to block him, and I slip out. That's the opening play. We make this decision on Wednesday. We go over it again on Thursday. It works to perfection every time. Play on Cincinnati on that Sunday, and they say, hey, fake 34, Z scene. And I catch it for about a 60, 65-yard play, and we scored. We were destined to beat them.
Boomer Esiason said that if me and Hanford was playing today, the game would be a 9-hour game because we'd be called for holding on every play. I think those are sour grapes, though.
Clinched home field advantage in Cincinnati, but we played the San Diego Chargers the last game at home, and we beat them.
For me to play against Dan Fouts is the greatest gift in the world. So I was a tyrant that week, you know, for us to be ready. And even though it was 47-17, and it looks like we beat them down, wow, did they come out playing.
It was meaningless to every game, but there were meanings to those games that were significant that really helped identify who this team was.
I don't know, maybe we were too dumb to know that we were supposed to relax against them, but, you know, when you start playing well and having success, you know, you want to finish it.
In 86, in November, we knew we were going to the playoffs. By the time we got to the Jets, I had no clue that we would play as bad as we did as an offense. It was unbelievable to think we couldn't run it, we couldn't throw it, I think BK had two or three interceptions. Nothing seemed to go right with us. So you're looking at down by 10 points, 3 or 4 minutes to go, you're at home. You know, the city was in an uproar, and here we are losing with 3-4 minutes to go in this game.